the government needs to get a reality check. You need to wake up and you need to understand where ordinary people are at. Because you're living in dreamland. If you think that people can hang on and wait until next October until you announce next year's budget, families and children need a far better intervention from government to bring down the cost of living. And they need that right here, right now. So I'm asking you, are you going to leave them in the lurch, or are you going to do, as Sinn Féin has asked them, an act to support those families, to support those children who so many organisations are saying are being left behind as a result of your policies? The people I speak to talk to me, if they live in this city, they say that they can't afford €2,000 rents, and they can't understand why you and your government continue to vote against rent freezes. They continue to ask me why they won't support our policy that would put a month's rent back into renters' pockets. The people I talk to talk about the fact that childcare is a second mortgage for many families and that there is a way to cut the cost of childcare. It falls in deaf ears. The people I talk to say that the social welfare package that you introduced in last year's budget doesn't even keep it up in line with inflation. What people want is real action right here, right now. And there's a suite of proposals that we put forward. Suite of proposals that could help people in terms of cost of living, direct cash payments. You refuse to do it. Ban rent increases and put money back into renters' pocket. You refuse to do it. Cut childcare costs. You refuse to do it. But yet, when it comes to last week's vote, no tax for vulture funds that are making millions of euro on charging the highest rents in the state. That is the ordinary people that you're on the side of, Minister. Because talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. But when it comes to action, you're failing to deliver for these families.